Today, some 4 million people all over the world are going to log on to Facebook or take out their phones and play Song Pop. It's a little like Name That Tune. This summer, it's become the fastest-growing social game on Facebook, taking a run at old standards such as Farmville and Words with Friends. NPR's Netta Ulaby checked it out.
Here's how Song Pop works. You pick a category like funk or classic rock. I'm going with today's hits. You're given four possible choices. Here, Cowboys and Angels, I Never Had, Whistle, and Someone Like You. You race against a friend to pick the right one. Dana Frazier was introduced to the game about a month ago by a coworker.
Who sits next to me and is obsessed with it. It's like, you have to try this new game, showed it to me, and then we got a bunch of other people in my department to also download it, and we sort of started this little competition.
They started playing all the time. All the time. How often?
It's probably not a good thing to tell you.
One of Song Pop's most recent converts is Rashad Olison. He's a music critic who just started playing today. It made him nostalgic for the 80s, when he and his friends would watch all kinds of MTV videos while waiting for Michael Jackson or Prince.
We're looking at videos by Bananarama, you know, and Pat Benatar, and we're liking that stuff.
So when he played Song Pop this morning...
That was one of the first things I did, was click on, like, 80s pop and 80s rock.
To challenge himself. So I can hold you in my arms,
is this love? Who'd have thought it? I know that Whitesnake song and liked it.
When you take the addicting power of music and add the addicting power of Facebook, you've got a speedball of an online game. And speed is partly what hooks players in. Song Pop moves incredibly quickly. It's fast, constant hits of familiarity.
It is as addictive as everybody says it is.
Stephanie Humphrey writes about technology. She says Song Pop's heady sense of competition is a bit of an illusion.
You're not actually technically playing against the person in real time, which was a surprise to me.
Your opponent's times are actually pre-recorded. And 22-year-old Dana Frazier says she played Song Pop so often, she started getting the same songs over and over. As with any other little online game, she says there's a point where the fun just wears off.
And then it sort of starts to feel like an obligation, you know, that you have to answer these people, or it's your turn, you know, and they send you pokes and all that kind of stuff.
Frazier's got a bunch of old games she never plays anymore piled up in her phone. Now, Song Pop is among them. Kind of like how cassette tapes or CDs are piled up in people's attics. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.